From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Colossians. In spite of the relative insignificance of Colossae as a city, there was a group of true Christians there whose testimony reflected the power of the gospel. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been showing that here we have a picture of a true New Testament church. The text for this message is verse 2, in which Paul addresses the Colossian believers as the saints and faithful brethren. The saints, of course, refers to the fact that these people were saved through belief in Christ. Then, as faithful brethren, they were believers in the body of doctrine presented in the New Testament, people who lived by the Word of God. Furthermore, the Colossian believers demonstrated a true spiritual unity among themselves based on their common faith in Christ, a relationship which overcame the natural differences which existed among them. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the book called Faith's Checkbook, The Writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Full Reliance on God. The text is Psalm 72, verse 12. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. The needy cries. What else can he do? His cry is heard of God. What else need he do? Let the needy listener take to crying at once, for this will be his wisdom. Do not cry in the ears of friends, for even if they can help you, it is only because the Lord enables them. The nearest way is to go straight to God, and let your cry come before him. Straight forward makes the best runner. Run to the Lord, and not to secondary causes. Alas, you cry, I have no friend or helper. So much the better. You can rely upon God in both capacities, as without supplies and without helpers. Make your double need your double plea. Even for temporal mercies you may wait upon God, for he careth for his children in these temporary concerns. As for spiritual necessities, which are the heaviest of all, the Lord will hear your cry, and will deliver you and supply you. O poor friend, try your rich God. O helpless one, lean on his help. He has never failed me, and I am sure he will never fail you. Come as a beggar, and God will not refuse you help. Come with no plea but his grace. Jesus is king. Will he let you perish of want? What? Did you forget this? Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
They're Christians, and I'm going to be perfectly blunt with you here because I've lived with this in my own country, and I've got to tell you it here too. And they can't get over history. Now, I love history, and I am the last to say forget about it. If you don't learn from your history, you'll repeat its mistakes. But there are things that I cannot change. I'm not living in the 16th or the 17th or the 18th or the 19th or now even in the 20th century. I'm living right here. And where you find Christians fighting Christian and dividing the church over their view of history, over their view of politics, man, this is Colossae. Now you're in Colossae. And it doesn't say you forget about your history or you forget about your culture or you forget about your background, except insofar as it is demonstrably anti-Christian. And then it should be put under the blood and put away. But the point I'm making is this. Colossae does not regulate Christ. Christ regulates Colossae. What is the New Testament church? It is a church marked by the unity of a people who, whatever their differences in background, whatever their differences in culture, whatever their differences in education, whatever their differences in interpretation of national or even world affairs, they are the children of God in Christ. They have a holy nearness and a holy dearness to God because they're in Christ. And they therefore have a holy nearness and a holy dearness to each other because they recognize each other as being in Christ. That's what Paul is teaching the Colossians. So here's the basic picture of a New Testament church. It's marked by three things. It's purity. It's a church of saints. Now remember, there's still saints under construction. They're not perfect, except in Christ. They're holy, but they're not sinless. They're separated unto God. They possess genuine holiness. They're not a bunch of hypocrites. They don't just have a face of holiness. They have a heart for Christ. They have a heart of holiness. But they're not perfect. But they're pure. It's a difference. The purity of the church. The fidelity of the church. It's full of faith. Because it believes the gospel, it believes this Bible, believes the truth revealed. Not because it can prove it or understand it, but because God has revealed it. And then it's marked by unity. The faithful brethren are brethren in Christ. Here's the picture then of a New Testament church. Colossae was what we would call today a mission church, just in its infant stages. As I said, didn't even have elders and deacons. Its members were newly saved out of paganism. I'm tempted to go off on a tangent here. If the scholars are right, this church hadn't been in existence as a mission church for more than 5 or 6 years. You see what Paul's writing to it? Do you realize that in seminaries around America today, people doing MDivs can hardly understand what Paul's talking about? Where have we got to? that we have become expert in every stupid subject that the devil has brought to our attention. And we don't even measure up to New Testament time babies when it comes to understanding the gospel. Paul was writing this to newly converted pagans. And he's making it clear to them. The standard for a church, a mission church, even under those conditions, it's marked by purity. And we talk today, well, you know, it's hard to take a stand for God. How often we hear people say, I wouldn't like to be a young person now because it's so different, it's so hard. You've television. Come off it. Let's stop making excuses for carnality and sin. You've television. You have ungodly university professors. You have got this, you've got that, you've got the other. Certainly you've got all those things. So what's new? Well, the television's new. These people were converted out of paganism. Their families were still back in paganism. They stood to be slaughtered wholesale just for being a Christian. And Paul said, I'm calling for a pure church. A church that's honestly, holy, taking its stand for God. Quit the excuses for sin. Quit the excuses for backsliding. Quit the excuses for not going through with God. If you're a Christian, live like a Christian. Quit the excuses. The opening prayer, I was remembering the people around the world who are paying the price to be a Christian. In South Korea today, there's a young woman who's witnessing for Christ. What won her to Christ? Was watching a family in North Korea burned. 20th century, late 1990s. Burned. Why? Because going to do the family laundry at the river, a little girl inadvertently dropped a Bible, and for that they perished. And we have the insolent audacity to make excuses for carnal living because of the hardness of the environment in which we're called to serve. Who on earth do we think we're kidding? Church marked by purity, a church of saints. A church marked by fidelity. When President Bush lately went to the Far East, and I congratulate him on doing so, in Japan, he publicly lectured the Chinese in advance of his going there about their abominable treatment, not only generally of dissidents, but particularly of Christians. And so the day before he arrived, the Chinese government let out of prison quite a number of Christian pastors and others who were imprisoned for their faith. There are still thousands in jail, mind you. It was sort of a face-saving exercise. When I think of the pastors coming out of jail, and even while they're being held to be cleared from their jail sentence, they're still witnessing for Christ. And they come out and they said it was their privilege to suffer persecution or anything that the communists could throw at them for the honor of Jesus Christ. That's fidelity. God make us faithful. And then unity. Unity. I'm going to tell you something as we close. keep it in your mind as we come to meet around the Lord's table, which is called the communion table. Communion is union together with Christ and with those who are in Christ. It is fellowship with Christ and with those who are in Christ. And let me make the statement. One of the easiest things in the world to do is to fracture the spirit of unity among the people of God. Any fool can do it. And many a fool does. Pride, the arrogance that I must have my say and I must have my way. Those twin pillars of pride so often get in to inflict wounds upon a local body of believers that the passage of years will not remove. Every church has a holy calling. A holy calling. A heavenly calling. Every church, this church, is called to be a true New Testament church with purity, fidelity, and unity, all centered in Christ and the revelation of God in Him. May God make us and keep us such a church for the honor and for the glory of the Lord Jesus.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.